bright and creative and belonging and being productive and just being a joy in what I did.
So now feel that. As you used those words, they were very good words, but what was even better about your using those words is that you were using them to describe something that induced a feeling within you as you tried to describe it, you see. So as you used those words to describe that feeling, you made that feeling come about, which caused that vibration. So what would you put on a picture board that would represent the abundance that you are expecting? How would you enhance the abundance? How would you line up with the abundance that's done, that's in your escrow? How would you line up with that abundance? Thinking in terms of putting feelings on a picture board, what does abundance feel like?
Feels like freedom.
Freedom. So how could you picture freedom?
Going on this trip.
This trip and another and another and another, seeing the world, doing what you want, laying on the beach, sitting and doing nothing, basking in the deliciousness of details that please you, by putting things on the board that you really like to do, like shopping or playing tennis or whatever it is. In other words, anything that represents your or enhances your sensation of freedom, put it on the board in some way. You get a sense of, do everything that you can to induce within yourself the feeling that once what's done manifests, you know you will feel.
But isn't that trying to get to the end without doing the work to get to it? Okay, so maybe that's such a good idea. It's done.
Tell her.
Okay.
The work is done. The work is done. The work is done. You did. You know what your work is, dear hearts? Do you know what the real work is? Sifting through the contrast. That's the work. And everything else is payoff. That's the work. But the work is done. The work is done. And that was the work. That was the work. That was the work. You came forth to expose yourself to the variety that would cause you to decide, to decipher, to conclude, to prefer, to desire, you see. And in all that you've lived, what a vibrational escrow you have created. Now you have to find ways to induce the feeling of what you have created to come forward into a chronic, steady, pulsing, throbbing vibration. You can't just occasionally find the feeling of it. In other words, you got to feel it. You got to feel it.
Okay.
So the work might be recognizing that you're not feeling it and then feeling it. But the work is vibrational work. It's emotion shifting work. It's relief seeking work. So at first it might feel like relief, relief, relief. But before you know it, it's going to feel like elation and interest, you see. So certainly, we're not wanting you to only put on your board of emotions feelings of freedom that may to some sound like running away from the work that you say you want. We would put pictures or conjure pictures that bring forth from within you feelings of satisfaction. In other words, imagine sitting around those tables in those environments where people are figuring things out. Imagine being on world issues with world leaders talking about things that matter to large numbers of people. Imagine having those aha moments. Have you enjoyed the aha moments that we've had here together?
Yeah.
Don't you just love listening and being part of something and then being right there and going to the new place with a whole lot of other people who went there too? Don't you love the feeling of the synergistic power of that?
Absolutely.
You see, and so put those things on your picture board. And when you put feelings on your board, you don't have to hide it in the closet because nobody else knows what it means anyway. They say, what's that? And you say, oh, that's just something that makes me feel good when I think about it. That's just something that represents who I am and what life means to me. And anyone standing and looking at it would say, well, that looks like a pretty frivolous life. I don't see any coal mining on there. I don't see any wrestling anybody to the ground. I don't see any Ten Commandments on there. I don't see any of the things that I'm accustomed to seeing in people who are striving for success. And you say to them, oh, it's all there. It's all there because the work is done, you see. The work is done, you tell them. The work is done. Now I'm just luring myself into vibrational alignment with the work I've already